Unpublished Opinion for November 14th, 2005. I'm Simba's mom. On today's show, a little Simba news, the update on my training program, and a movie review. First up, Simba. We got Simba some new furry mice this weekend. If you have a cat, you probably know what I'm talking about. It's just little bitty mice that are furry that kind of rattle a little bit, and I think they may have some catnip sent to them that cats just like to beat them around and kick them and swat at them and stuff like that. Well, over the course of the last few years, I probably bought about 10 of these things, and they all seem to disappear at some point. I don't know where he puts them, or if he hides them, or if they just go under furniture and he can't reach them, or what it is, but they just seem to disappear like, I don't know what. But it's funny to watch him play with it, because he acts like so young, like he's like a kitten, almost, the way he's so playful, when normally he's pretty stoic and too mature for that kind of thing. So it's fun to get those for him every once in a while so that he can, have something to play with. If you don't have any of those for your cat, I'd recommend getting them. They're very inexpensive. He actually got his first set. My brother actually got them for him because his cat liked playing with them so much, and it's definitely a fun toy. I tried to make a little video of him when he was playing with the mice this weekend, but just like when I tried to get to record his voice, anytime I turned the camera on, he stopped playing. So I'll keep trying and see what I can do. In the meantime, you should check out my blog. There's some pictures on there of Simba, some pretty black and white pictures that Prince E took over the weekend. He looks so handsome in the pictures, so be sure and check it out. My blog is simbasmom.blogspot.com. And next up, my training schedule. Now, over the weekend, I put together my triathlon training schedule. Even though I don't have a specific triathlon yet selected to be training for, I thought I would go ahead and get started. It's a 10-week program, and I think I'm going to try and put the schedule up on my blog to sort of keep me accountable, which I think will work, because today the only reason I actually went to the gym and started this thing was because I was thinking, what else am I going to talk about on the podcast if I don't go exercise? And I was thinking that maybe after saying that I was going to start it, people might start asking me about it and I would feel guilty, so I thought I should go ahead and start it. There was actually a moment today when I got off the train at the stop for the gym, and the other train was on across the platform that I could have just hopped on, which would have taken me right home. And for just a second, I was thinking, how easy would it be to just hop on the train, be home in 20 minutes, comfortable, warm, watching TV. But then I thought, no, my faithful listeners would be disappointed in me. And even if you wouldn't, and even if there aren't anyone listening besides my mom right now, in my head it worked. So I think I'm going to keep thinking that there's this whole large group of people listening to my every word and would be highly disappointed in me if I skipped any of my workouts. And we'll see if that sort of self-induced guilt will work at all. So, as I mentioned before, the gym that I joined is affiliated with the university, so that has created a couple of problems thus far. The first one being that apparently from 3 to 5 in the afternoon, the indoor running track is closed to the public so that the track team can do their conditioning, which kind of sucks because that is going to be the time most likely when I'm going to be at the gym. I work kind of a odd schedule so that I'm home usually by about 3, so that was going to be the time I would be going to the gym. We'll see if I decide to either move the time or try and do the treadmill. We'll see how it goes. The other problem that I think is all in my head, but everyone there looks really young, and of course they are really young, they're all all in college, so they're probably about 20 or something. But they probably don't realize what an old fogey I am, considering I look about 8 to 10 years younger than what I am. So they don't realize that I don't belong. I don't know why I keep feeling all these eyes on me. But I think the real problem is, even if I was 20, I'd still probably be feeling out of place. I think it just goes back to sort of, if you haven't always been fit at all points in your life, if you haven't always been physically active, even when you've been doing it for a while, you still kind of feel like an imposter. Like, even all based on all of my accomplishments, it's still hard for me to consider myself a runner, even though I am a runner, and by anyone's standards looking at me, I'm a runner. But I think it's just something in my head that makes it seem like, you know, they're going to realize that I'm not in good shape. They're going to realize that I shouldn't be training for a triathlon. They're going to think I'm crazy. But meanwhile, they're all probably thinking, oh, I wonder if I look cute in my new shorts, and oh, I wonder if I need to study more for that science test tomorrow. Like, I'm just completely invisible, so I don't know what it is I'm worried about. The gym is very nice, though, so I think I'm really actually going to enjoy going there. There's a lot of fitness equipment, a lot of bikes, treadmills, elliptical machines, a huge weight section. I couldn't find the pool today. I'm going to have to find it before Thursday. That's supposed to be my first swim workout, so I'm going to need to figure out where it is the pool actually is. The one cool thing is they had a couple really cool bikes, which is I have never actually seen this kind of stationary bike before. It actually looked like, you know, a regular road bicycle, the way it was set up, the way the handlebars were, even the way the pedals looked. And it had, you know, the place for your water, the way it would be on your regular bicycle. So once I get up the confidence, once I've been doing the biking for a few weeks, I'm definitely going to try that bike, because it looks like it will be almost an exact replica of what it will be like to actually be riding the bike outdoors, except, of course, I'll be indoors and not actually moving anywhere, but it's definitely going to be closer to reality than just a regular stationary bike. So I'm looking forward to getting to the point where I can do that. Tomorrow I have a run, which shouldn't be too hard since I've been doing that for a while. The bike today actually wasn't too bad either. It was only 5 miles. So basically it took me longer to get changed and ready before I started exercising than I was actually exercising. And so the workout being so short, I decided, oh, I guess I'll go walk a little around the track, and that's when I discovered the unfortunate track practice. So I just did some stretches and went home. All in all, I think it was a good first day, and I'm glad that I was able to start the program today. And finally today, a movie review of Must Love Dogs. I saw this movie on the return flight from California. Again, I'd like to put in the disclaimer that movies are always more enjoyable on an airplane, so take what I'm about to say with a grain of salt. But this was another movie that I was tempted to see in the theater when it came out this summer, specifically because it starred John Cusack, and I really enjoy him. I think it got vetoed, though, by Prince E, and so I ended up just not going to see it. It actually wasn't that bad. I mean, keep in mind that it's sort of a very cookie-cutter romantic comedy type of movie, but when you're in the mood for a movie like that, I think this would be a good one to pick if you haven't seen it yet. It stars Diane Lane, who, as a woman who got a divorce and is just starting again to enter the dating world with a lot of pushing by her family. Her sister actually goes and sets up a website profile for her without telling her, and she then goes on a series of rather unsuccessful dates and eventually meets John Cusack. Meanwhile, she also begins seeing the father of one of her students. She teaches kindergarten, so it becomes sort of a, you know, romantic comedy type plot where she has to decide which guy she likes more, who's what they say they are, who's not, you know, trying to find out exactly what it is that she wants, that kind of thing. John Cusack was adorable, as always, and I really liked Diane Lane, too, so I thought this was, like I said, a good movie. If you're in the mood for a romantic comedy, keep in mind there's not going to be any sort of unusual or innovative plot lines or anything like that, but it's cute, it's good for some laughs, there's some cute dogs in it, so I would recommend it if you're in the mood for a romantic comedy. And before I sign off, I would like to give a belated happy birthday to my sister Kiki. It was her birthday yesterday, and it was also the birthday of my nephew, who I nicknamed Hedgie. He turned 1 year old yesterday, so happy birthday to both of them. And with that, that will do it for this edition of Unpublished Opinion. Be sure to check out my blog at simbasmom.blogspot.com. And feel free to email me at unpublishedopinion@sbcglobal.net. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.